Hello and welcome to
2 o'clock with Kella.
Bring your tea
and leave with more.
Hello everyone.
Hello.
Welcome from the one and only New York City.
We're currently in Central Park.
Wandering along on the hunt to find the Alice in Wonderland statues and the Bow Bridge.
And the Low Boathouse.
Yes. The sun is shining on us.
It is.
We are having a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Not exactly ready to leave the city.
No, this is going to be a very whistle stop tour as well for the park because
yes,
there's just too much to see. We need to get in a taxi back to the airport.
Oh my god, look! It looks like the bridge that you know in
probably is, to be fair.
First series. So there we go.
Because she does run in Central Park.
Because she runs in Central Park, and he follows her under one of the bridge that looks like that.
Oh.
So there you go, we are seeing all the sights.
Yeah, that's exciting. Mm. Oh, yeah. Is that the statue?
Oh, maybe.
Already? Have we already come across it? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Don't trust me now that I'm navigating.
We are speedy, but...
Yeah. Well, we found that everywhere we walk, we definitely do not take as long as map says.
No, and I do wonder whether that is because of all the traffic lights between all the blocks.
Yeah. I have to say, it's been the bane of my life. Like, as much as it's been the best trip ever, why is it every 30 seconds then you have to stop at a traffic light? And then, yeah, you can jaywalk, but sometimes it's hard to work out, like, where the car's coming from.
Yeah, because of all the one-way streets, it's so tricky.
Yeah, God knows. Mm. But, I mean, you're a little speed walker, so you've been well rapid.
I am, we were well rapid.
Yeah, and you're the... leader anyway.
But you're taking the reins with the navigating today.
I am.
So all is
no,
good.
I swear that.
I know that is.
That's a mushroom.
That's a mushroom.
There you go. Wow.
We've made it.
Oh, I think it was just taking us to a better vantage point, but there you go.
But this is all we need.
Yeah.
This is very cute.
Wow. Lovely.
An iconic scene.
What a lovely thing to see.
Oh, are they really? Are they that close together?
Wow, I'm pretty sure they're around the same time.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, and there's a man reading Alice in Wonderland.
That's really cute.
That's really, really sweet. And it carried on recording.
Amazing.
That's really sweet. I love the fact that she sat there.
I love the car
in Wonderland.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Aww.
Oh,
thank you.
So lovely. See, there are some absolute gems of things to see. And the squirrels are running past us, chasing each other.
And we saw
a robin looking thing.
And a polar bear made out of snow.
Mm.
Because it was snowing here last week. And it's basically really sunny and nice, but there's still some little snowy bits. So.
Yeah. Oh, so it's really cute to see.
We're 2 minutes away from the Boathouse.
Do you want to walk on this path?
No, just let me pause and work out.
Pausing and working out.
Wait.
Yeah, this happens to be a bit kind of whistle stop and crazy because we have annoyingly a taxi to get to. Honestly, this is the right sort of direction. Yeah. So if we head this way, we'll make it there.
I think it should be at the next lake a bit.
Okay. That's good.
If there's a lake over there, that's where it is.
I believe there should be a lake over there.
And is there a bridge?
That looks like a bridge. Is that the bridge?
I don't know, I think it looked prettier.
I can't remember what the bridge looks like.
Oh, I
don't know.
I
hope you're enjoying this comic book.
What have we done in New York?
Oh my god, we have done everything.
Yeah.
We obviously went to go see not one but two Broadway shows, because who are we if we don't go see a Broadway show in Broadway?
And we both saw we had a show each.
We had a show each.
That was our favourite ever actor slash singer.
Yeah.
So we both died and went to heaven.
Definitely. I still don't think I'm recovered.
Absolutely
to be honest
not.
With you.
We landed Friday afternoon.
Yep.
Today's Monday. We're going to get a flight back at 6:30 from the airport. Obviously from the airport.
So we're doing our last few little bits
yeah.
in the city
Wait.
Now.
But
there are so many little twisty paths in Central Park that I just don't know which way to go. And now we're in a tunnel. Oh, it's not as echoey as I thought it would be.
Oh, okay. So yes, so on Friday night, we didn't have loads of time, but we just went to Times Square because our hotel's very near there.
Yep, and had a little wander around there.
Yeah,
which was lovely.
It was very exciting. It's huge.
Oh my god, and all the flashing lights.
Way bigger than Piccadilly.
Way bigger.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I bet all the like New Yorkers when they come to Piccadilly Circus, they must be like, oh,
is that it?
A bit kind of underwhelmed.
Yeah, way
by it. Yeah, but the bridge is this way, so that's the boathouse.
Yeah, that's
what that's the boathouse. And if we carry on walking round the lake this way, we'll get to Bow Bridge.
Yeah, but I would maybe.
Okay, so we've made it to the low boathouse, which is very pretty, and I can imagine it'll be really nice in the summer
and
when everyone's out here with their little canoes
into the lake here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she did. We love that. So yeah, we went to a cute, on Friday night before the show, we went to a little jazz bar. Jazz bar, which was really sweet. And then a little like jazz trio turned up just a bit before we were leaving.
Yeah, there was we had a double bass player.
We had a double bass player and a pianist and a singer. And they did a wonderful little job at creating a fun little jazzy mood for us. We loved that.
And then off we went to our first show in New York to
which see was
Little Shop of Horrors, which was technically off Broadway,
yes, but literally like a street across
and it was starring Darren Criss and Evan Rachel Woods.
Oh my god, they were incredible together.
They were just the best ever. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know Darren Criss is my number one ever.
Yep, so you know, and that was another fantastic big moment for us.
Yeah, our seats were so good. Like, the thing is, all of the tickets were just ridiculous. Like, Broadway tickets are so expensive, even more so than West End ones.
They are.
And so we were like, right, we're not gonna, well, we set ourselves a limit, but it was too expensive anyway. But like, for the cheapest of the expensive tickets, we still actually got really close. Like
we for both shows, we were like, had fantastic seats.
Like, could fully see their eyes kind of vibe.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were so close to Darren.
Oh my god.
Oh, it was incredible.
I just was not okay.
No. Neither. Oh, I'm loving this.
The music background.
Yeah. Let's hope we don't get taken down for this.
Oh my god, no.
Nah, we should be fine.
How do you do? anyway,
so
phenomenal show.
Phenomenal show.
We loved every single second of it. The entire cast were incredible.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen, well, I'd seen the film version ages ago, but we hadn't ever seen the show before.
Yeah.
So it was very exciting.
Very, very exciting.
Not even just their version, so but, I think that was amazing. But if someone happens to put on a version of it near you,
do go see it, because it was absolutely incredible.
Yeah. And I just don't have any words. I just feel speechless.
No, it was so, so good.
Yeah, and we went to Stay Short afterwards, and we met
the guy who played the
dentist. Yeah.
And the guy who played the voice of Audrey too.
Yeah, and they were very lovely.
They were really sweet.
Yeah.
And now we're coming across Bow Bridge, okay, which also has singers.
Wonderful. And what lovely. A romantic way to end our time in New York.
Oh, definitely.
Oh,
I'm vibing with this.
Oh, okay.
A bit Bob Marley.
Okay.
We'd been up for almost 24 hours by the time we got back to the hotel.
Yeah, we were watching the show at what would have been like 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. our time, and we've been up since 6 a.m.
And so, I think it's such a fun, upbeat show that it kept us awake.
Thank God we saw that show, because that was just so
it was a
punchy,
perfect sort of show to watch.
Yeah.
So absolutely loved that.
Right, anyway, on to Saturday now.
On to Saturday, which was our first full day.
Yeah. And we started off the day going and getting a bagel.
And we went to Liberty Bagels in Midtown. I'm just around the corner from Penn Station.
And I had the time of my life. I said before...
Well, you had a rainbow bagel.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had... It was actually called a Liberty bagel.
Oh, yeah.
And it was blue, white and red. But blue, brown and red, really. But, oh my God, it was so exciting. And I had cream cheese filling that had sprinkles in it. It's called birthday cake filling. Also, probably just ran out of breath because Ella's...
Sorry. I'm now speed walking us to the subway.
You're so apologies. Normal Ella walking us to the subway, but
apologies,
it is necessary. And I was very excited. It was such a good start to the day because I said before we came here, I want to do Broadway, Bradshaw, and bagels and besties as well. Actually,
yeah, and we have managed to tick off all of those.
We have,
and more.
Yeah, so that was sensational. But those bagels were huge. Honestly.
They were gigantic, and I had. I kind of panicked and didn't know, and it's kind of hard to tell. I feel like you have to know what you want already before you show up or know the menu, because it's just so chaotic when you're in there. But I just got an everything bagel with cream cheese, and it was delicious.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Oh, I've been wanting a fat New York bagel ever since I came back from, when was that, like 10 years ago? Oh, I just next level. Loved it. And then what was next?
What was next? We then wandered up Fifth Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
And did all of that stuff.
So, yeah, off we went up Fifth Avenue.
Yes, we did a lot of stuff.
Day.
Yes, we went to the Empire State Building. That's what we did next.
Yeah.
We climbed, well, I mean, we got on the lift all the way up to the 86th floor and got to look over Manhattan and New Jersey and the rest of New York.
Yeah, we were there for quite a while actually.
We were there, yeah. Because it's just so mesmerizing to be out there and up there and seeing it all.
It was really good in that because we've now gone in like out of major tourist season. Like it wasn't that busy and because we got the first slot at 10.
Yeah,
so
which I think
really
was
nice. We could probably see out.
A fab idea, and I would recommend that if you go. Go early. Because it is slightly quieter.
And try not to go in summer because, oh my god.
Oh my god, it would be.
It was
heaving.
Like you literally couldn't, I couldn't even see anything basically, so it was rubbish.
Yeah. And it was even quite busy this time in like end of February.
Yeah.
So.
No, but it was still quite chill.
Yeah.
It was really nice. And then where did we go next? It was very much like our walking around Midtown, like.
Yeah.
All the main touristy bits. Really.
So we kind of walked past Radio City, the Rockefeller Center, then up towards, up along Fifth Avenue to Tiffany's and the Plaza Hotel.
I was so gassed.
Oh,
like,
look at the snow dots.
Oh. I've walked past Tiffany's before, and so my undergrad disc, which I spoke about on here ages ago, I did it on women in Manhattan. And specifically Sex and the City, and I did quite a lot about the way we were and Breakfast Tiffany. So we went to the plaza where they were at Strawberry Fields.
Oh yeah.
That's exciting. Fit,
yeah. Oh, it's quite sweet.
So when we went to the plaza, that was where they filmed the end of The Way We Were, and then they redid that in Sex and the City, and Carrie's walked out there so many times. So I was losing my mind.
Absolutely loving it. You looked like you were living your best life.
I was, and I had a Barbara Streisand style hat on too, so that was great.
So, that was iconic. And then what did we do after the plaza?
Went in the MoMA.
Oh, we did go into the MoMA, which was incredible. And
So we went in the cathedral as well.
We did. We went in St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Because that was so pretty.
So pretty.
Yeah, we lit candles.
It was gorgeous. So, right, we're going to pause at midday Saturday at the MoMA for now. And we will catch you back when we are maybe a bit quieter at the airport. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll find out and we'll fill you in. Give you a whistle-stop tour of the second half of our time in New York.
Woo.
Woo. no noise of New York around us. There is also no airport
No.
noise, because turns out
Because we missed our
we spent
flight.
like 5 minutes sat at the airport before we got on our flight.
Yeah,
And the airport, well, the plane was, it was at night and it was too late and whatever, too.
I know. And
And too loud, but we'll get to
too
that.
loud.
Anyway, we'll just pick up from where we were, which was kind of middle of the afternoon on Saturday, when we entered the MoMA, also known as the Museum of Modern Art. That's what it stands for.
Did you enjoy your visit there, either?
I did enjoy my visit there, and I'm not, oh, you know this, I'm not the biggest modern art fan.
Yeah.
A lot, like, I can appreciate it, well, some of it, but just there's a lot of it that I just don't quite get.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that Matisse room wasn't really doing it for you.
No, it wasn't really. I'm
No,
sorry.
whereas I was like, oh,
I'm sorry.
no, that's fair. I mean, we enjoy different types of art, which makes it even more fun to go around together.
Yes, it does actually. That is very true.
Yeah.
What are the bits I did really enjoy?
What did you enjoy?
What did I really enjoy? I did like seeing Van Gogh's Starry Night. That was quite cool.
Yeah.
What else? I think I took a picture of a couple of bits
I did too. Let's see what we
that I
took
quite
pictures of.
liked. Let me scroll back through my 10 million photos from New
Oh
York.
God, I know. That's what I spent most
Ooh.
of the flight back doing, actually.
Do you
Okay.
remember this circular coloured
I
piece?
love that one.
I
Yeah.
really liked that
I really like that.
by Robert Delaunay. I really liked that. I think
Aww.
that sort of modern art I can
Yeah.
get behind. When it looks like a squiggle on a blue background,
Yeah.
I can't quite
That's fair.
so much get behind that. I
Yeah.
did enjoy seeing the Dali. That was cool.
Yeah. The persistence of memory.
And it's so tiny. It's
It,
such
I
a
know.
tiny painting, and it's there's so many tiny little lines. And I can't imagine the size of that paintbrush he must have used.
I know.
Minuscule.
And it's strange for Dali because he's done so many massive paintings as well. I completely forgot one was tiny. And that was funny because we'd been in our room and then we didn't have as much time as we wanted to look around. So then we were like, wait, let's just go find Dali and leave. And then we're like, what? We walked past that.
I
Okay.
know.
Yeah. Let's hide in behind the Frida Kahlo. But
Oh no, we didn't. I wonder whether he was
wait,
downstairs.
what? No, I meant like the Frida Kahlo was like on the back room
Oh,
bit.
yes, it
The
was. Yeah.
back. Yeah. Yeah.
Just, yeah, it was. I do love going to galleries and seeing paintings from both names that you do recognize and those that you don't as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah,
It's always
same.
fun.
And you came up with a really good plan because we didn't have forever to spend in there. So you said, right, let's just do floor five, which is a lot of the big modern artists.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that. I really like my favourite painting was, do you remember this one? It's
Oh,
got a person's face in it and it's all different pink and blue and orange stripes.
yeah, that was quite cool.
It says Frantidek Kutka. It probably doesn't say that, but I've zoomed in very far on my picture. But that was actually really exciting. It was like so much stuff. I don't even know what's on the other floors. I feel
Oh.
like Tracy Emin's bed was on one of the floors because I remember seeing that when I went last time. But it, I
Yeah.
really recommend going. There's so much stuff. It's crazy. There's something for everyone. Like, because I loved it, and I love all the. Well, I love modern art. Well, apart from when it's stuff and you're like, I could do that. Sometimes a bit like, meh. But even you, as you say, you aren't huge into it,
Yeah,
and
but I
you
still loved
love
it.
it.
And they had loads of like sculptures and things as well, which was really cool. Ones from Picasso and other kind of notable names.
Yeah.
Kind of weird looking things. It was nice that it's not wasn't just all paintings. There was that kind of mixed medium. And even some of the paintings themselves were very kind of mixed medium.
Yeah, they even had some film on in there. They had a little Charlie Chaplin film and stills from Metropolis.
Which was very cool. So we loved that. And then we legged it back to the hotel.
To get you all prettified up, extra
Got us
pretty.
all pretty fired up and then went for dinner. And dinner was right round the corner from the Wicked Theatre, a lovely Italian place.
Yeah. What did you eat?
What did I eat? I had a lovely, like, tomato-y, cheesy gnocchi, which was very tasty. What did you have?
I had some kind of vegetable pasta that was one of the best pasta dishes I've ever eaten, and I couldn't tell you what was in it at all.
It looked so good.
It was really nice.
We were both starving
Yeah, well,
and just needed a big lot of food.
because those bagels were so immense that morning, like we didn't want lunch until it was maybe like an hour before dinner anyway. So then by the time we were like, we'll just go to dinner, and then I was like, oh my God, give me food. And it was incredible.
And then we had a little bit of dessert as well. So yeah. And it was a lovely little place. The staff were very accommodating and nice. And like actually Italian, like a lot of them. Like not just New York Italian, but like Italian
Oh
Italian.
my God, we were like in seeing some Italian restaurant.
Yes, it did
Oh my
feel
God,
like
what? That's
that.
crazy.
And then we went to
M&M World.
the We did go to M&M World. We did go to M&M World. And
And
had a
I
little walk
have to say,
around.
I didn't even force you to go in there.
No, I don't mind M&M World. You know that.
It's not as good as the Leicester Square.
I feel like it felt more chaotic than the one in London.
It did. And you know what? I didn't even say the Orlando one's better than that. I'm a connoisseur, you know. I got a
Yeah.
tick off that Vegas one.
Okay. Vegas tripping coming.
But after that, we just went off of Times Square.
And
I feel like I should just let you do this whole bit now because this is just all about you living your best life.
well, thing is, though, it's all about you as well because you even said that it was one of the best shows you've ever seen. And
Oh my God, it was. It is the best show I've ever seen. It was
I
just
mean,
level.
if you've been with us on the podcast for a while, that and you know that we both love Sweeney Todd. Oh yeah, spoiler. It's Sweeney Todd. We went to go see Sweeney Todd on Broadway with Aaron Tveit as Sweeney,
Oh,
Sutton Foster as Mrs. Lovett, and Joe Locke as Toby. And it was incredible. Incredible. I don't have any words. Our seats were fantastic. We were in like front half-ish of the stalls, which they call the orchestra. And I'm really glad we weren't too much closer because the stage was so high.
oh my God, and it's such a huge stage as well.
And I saw a couple of pictures from people from different shows where they were sat in like the first or second row and they could see directly into the pit, which wasn't very low, and could see like the entire orchestra. And it's like your neck must be straining so much to have to look at the stage. It must be
Interesting.
distracting seeing the orchestra. But just the whole theatre was just immense. It was a massive theatre. It was absolutely packed. The stage and the set were massive and fantastic. And oh, just everyone in it was just so good.
I just feel like the production, but like just the overall scale of it was off the charts. I was like, wow, I am not in. Sure, it's just, I was gonna say I'm not like home anymore. I'm not in the West End, but like, oh, the West End is so amazing. But even this, I'm like, wow, Broadway is.
It does make you
What
feel
is
like
it?
it's just something
A
else,
step up.
Broadway.
Like, it's the most professional, mind-blowing thing I've ever seen. The stage itself. Is it goes up so high and it had this massive structure kind of like a machine kind of thing,
Yeah.
and then they had the whole, not quite a balcony, but the bit that went across the stage, like, so it was kind of on two levels. So, and they had a point when they had the moon come down and they were dancing in a silhouette across the moon. It was almost, can I tell you about my favorite part of the entire thing?
Please,
It was
please.
right at the start. Oh my God. Okay. So it was when they open with the, well, they don't quite, well, they basically do open with the Ballad of Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
And pretty much the whole company is out on the stage. And I didn't really know that song because I'm a fake fan and I love the movie and listen to all those songs loads. But I've only seen the production a couple of times. I am drunk once. Anyway, so I didn't really know it. But now that is in my, on repeat because that song is so good. It's super dramatic. You have to listen. You, it's not
Yeah.
the recording of the cast that we saw, but the, but you can find a good one anyway. It's got Josh Groban in. Anyway. So when they first sang that, right, I didn't know the song, so I didn't know what was coming, and they were doing the most dramatic dance, in they were all moving their heads around,
Yeah.
and I was like, what is this? This choreo is insane. And I was feeling it. It was so, like, I don't know, I just could feel everything in my bones. I don't even know how to express it. And I was so excited seeing it with you. And then all of a sudden, there's a bit in the song when they're like, "Swing me." Oh my God, I never can do that again. But they're all saying his name and doing their big dance all together, and it's so effective and mesmerizing. And then suddenly, Sweeney Todd comes to the front of the stage, and spotlight goes on him, and then he's like, "I turn it to, oh my God." And like, being sat next to you, knowing how much you love Aaron, and like, it was so good, just even if it wasn't Aaron, like, but suddenly the spotlight on him and him singing this immense song. And you know, I made my colleague watch it. Actually, I made a couple of
Honestly.
people watch it. Like, on YouTube, you can see Josh Groban doing it just to express the excitement level. And they didn't really get it. I was like, no, if you were there, like, especially because I did, if I had listened to this song beforehand, I would have known that that was when he was going to appear. So I
That's
really waffled about that, but I just can't stop thinking about that moment, and I just get so excited every time I listen to it. I just want to squeal.
no, but it is incredible. And I mean, this man, he almost leaps out of the ensemble into the center of that stage. And like you say, that entire opening number is incredible. It kind of sets the scene and everything so well. And the, like you say, the choreography was insane. It almost feels unlike anything I've really ever seen, because I feel like a lot of shows have quite small companies. Like, there aren't that many people involved, but in this, there is like a hefty amount of people.
I
And
mean, it
like you say,
fills
that
space.
moment where he just comes out, and then that's one of the moments that I love the whole Broadway. Oh, when like the main actors come on stage, everyone like is cheering and
Oh God.
clapping. And I think that just adds to that entrance from him and from all the others so much more. And I have to admit that I did shed a little tear at that moment when he was there, because as well as this, like, I would have wanted to see this show regardless, because
Yeah, same.
Sweeney Todd, I wanted to see it before Aaron was in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we got to go see it with him, and ever since I maybe saw this man in Les Mis, and then kind of like saw clips of him on YouTube doing things, whatever, I was like, I'm obsessed with this man. He is everything. I need to see him live. And the fact that I got to, and in such an iconic, incredible role like Sweeney, was just absolutely life made. I think I was just like sat there in shock for so much of it, being like, oh my God, this is so good. And then on the second later, we're like, oh my God, that's Aaron. But you get so like immersed in it. Like, there were points where I forgot, and I was just like so invested in the story. And then like I'd like remember and be like, oh my God, we just sat here watching this in New York. And it's just, oh, it was just insane. And Joe Locke,
I was
that
about to
boy
say that.
can sing.
Not while I'm around.
That boy, because
Okay.
I think
often you kind of you worry, but you worry, like I was like, oh, they've just put him in because he's like a big name at the moment and they want to draw in a young crowd. But actually, I don't know what his training is, but I'm sure he's got some form of musical theatre training.
Because
If
he,
not, he's just so, regardless, he's just so gifted. And he was incredible in that role. He was just absolutely incredible. So good.
Oh my God.
So I loved seeing him as well. I think he's going to go far.
Yeah,
He's
I'd love
amazing.
to see him in another show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh
I
yeah.
just, yeah, we could talk about the production for just ever, I think.
I know.
But I'm sure it will come to the West End. It probably will be a couple of years.
Yeah, but when it does,
When it does, we'll be there.
he will be right there.
Because I think it'll be really interesting to then as well, looking at it from kind of an English student, kind of analytical sort of whatever way. I'm really curious how they adapt things differently when they transfer them across
Yeah,
the Atlantic.
especially because
Because they do.
we noticed that. Well, we were already thinking about an American audience and like how different it is to if we were watching it in the West End. Like the things they were laughing at, and I thought, why are you laughing? I just don't think people will be laughing back home.
Yeah, and I do think the comedy is where you see a bigger difference. And I do think there will be a lot of those comedic elements that they'll have to rethink and twist because a British audience just won't laugh at them. But the Americans were absolutely loving it. And I mean, there were bits that we found funny as well.
You know the bit I'm gonna say
I think
when
I do.
he was just like, "Oh," and he was such a British O. He was, I have to say, a lot of the British accents were questionable. That was the only thing, but I think
Yeah.
I don't know if that's on purpose because it's more like caricature, especially it being in America and not in
Yeah,
England.
definitely.
But he did a really good accent, and he did the most perfect O. When
Literally the perfect British
it was
O,
when
like
I
the
think it was when they
Brexit
were
that.
singing what was it been? Oh, A Little Priest. And she was like, if you got it, and then he's like, yeah.
Yeah, so good. So that was absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we have so many thoughts on it. Like I was the highlight of the trip, but like no words. And you met who did we meet
We
at
met.
stage door when we were right opposite?
We were because Kerry, being the absolute angel she is, the lights came up and this girl legged it. She legged it to
Like,
the door.
bye.
We'd scoped out where stage door was and we were directly opposite stage door. And I mean, unfortunately, he didn't come out. But and then they all sent us home because it was too cold, and it's like, well, we've all stood here for like 45 minutes now. You should
Yeah.
have told us that 45 minutes ago. But whatever, we saw Sutton Foster as she left. She did like a quick little wave, hopped in her car, and went home. Don't blame her.
Yeah.
I think her name was Ruthie, the woman who played the
Yeah.
woman. She came out and she was very lovely.
Yeah.
Signed everyone's programs. And then what's his face? I was about to say the Duke, but he's not the Duke. The
Judge Turpin.
yeah, Judge Turpin, he came out as well.
Yeah.
And I think he was British.
I think so, yeah. I
Because
need
I
to
think
talk
just
to that.
before he came up to us, I said something to you like, oh, I can hear a Brit or something. And it turns out it was him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So he came out to say hello to everyone, which was really lovely.
Yeah.
But
It
yeah.
was so cold though. Oh my God.
It was freezing because that was definitely the coldest day. Actually, no, the Sunday
It was the
was
next day because we actually were all right. We were like, oh, it's not that cold. And obviously, because it was late,
Sunday
it was cold.
cold.
And then the next day, I was like, what? Okay, I was like, okay, this is what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we move on to Sunday?
Yeah.
So, what did we do on Sunday? Sunday, we got up and we went to Ellen's Stardust Diner,
I'm
which,
still not okay.
for any musical fan ever in the world, or anyone who just loves a bit of like singing, go there. It was incredible. Essentially, all the wait staff sing songs and dance while serving you and everything else, and they are all budding, aspiring Broadway stars, and they're just kind of doing this part-time until they get their break, which makes it even more exciting. And we had the loveliest breakfast.
Oh,
Good
brilliant.
old Philip, who served us,
I was
was
about to say, can we give a shout out to Philip? I love that man.
Philip was incredible. I mean, he was serving us more coffee in the middle of singing a song.
It was in the middle of Be Our Guest, and then
Yeah.
he actually was serving us.
It was, oh.
Well, man didn't stop.
He does not, but none of them do. And it was also really nice being in a space like that, surrounded by other people who were also just really loving it. Such a
Yeah.
good vibe in there.
Yeah. Oh my God. And it was so fun because they were chucking straws at us and then
Oh
all
my
the
God, it's
confetti was coming
hilarious.
out. And I actually was eating confetti pancakes anyway. It was that cereal that was coloured like
Yeah.
purples, anyway. And then they were chucking more confetti at us and we had the walkway where they could stand up higher and sing. That was right next to us. So we were like, ah.
We were right in the middle of it, and I'm really glad we were sat where we were, because it was like perfect to be able to see everything, because there's a bit of an upstairs balcony bit as well.
Yeah.
And we
Oh.
met a, well, we met, we saw and heard a kind of Darren lookalike.
He was so my type. He was beautiful. And do you know what's the funny thing? It's the video and the pictures that you took of me watching him sing. And I'm just so like, I literally
You
have
were just
heart.
entranced by him.
Like, oh. Yeah. Oh my God. But also, it was crazy because the first proper song I think that we heard when we got in there was Suddenly Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors, which also is my favourite song from it. And obviously, the first show that we saw. So I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. And then one of the last songs that we heard is a Joanna from Sweeney
I
Todd.
know.
What are the chances? Well, okay. Yeah, we were in a Broadway diner, but.
But still,
Yeah.
like the odds of that happening, and kind of the way it bookended our breakfast as well, it almost feels like everything in the universe was aligning.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It was so good. It
Yeah.
was one of my favorite things I've ever done.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Definitely worth the hype.
Yes.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So
And
where did
then
we go from there?
we went to the High Line.
Yes, we did.
We did. Did we take a wander downtown, or did we get on the train? I think we just walked.
No, we just walked that bit, yeah.
Yeah. And it was beautiful. Another pocket of the city that just feels so different.
Yeah, we were saying that, weren't we? Because we'd been very much just more like Times Square area,
Yeah.
right in the center of Midtown. And then as we all explored more that day, we're like, oh my God, every like as we go into more and more neighbors, like they actually all do feel really different.
They really do, because after the High Line, we then went down towards Perry Street and found Carrie's apartment,
Ah.
which was so cool. It was
My
so
life is
cool.
made. I will never be the same again.
Was incredible.
I feel choked up. I was so sick. The whole trip, I kept being like, "Hello, I feel like I'm gonna cry because," and like,
Honestly, me too.
and even me just thinking about the fact that I went to Carrie Bradshaw's apartment. I can't deal with that. I can't think about it. It just.
There are just so many incredible things we did over the weekend. Like, we did keep turning to each other, being like, this is the best thing. And then something else would happen, and we'd be like, this is the best
Yeah,
thing.
no, this
This is the
has
best
been
thing.
getting better and better. I can't believe we went there. And the whole of Chelsea actually was such a vibe. I really liked it around
I
there.
really
It
liked it around
was
there. It was
nice.
lovely, really
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
And we went to Magnolia Bakery and got cupcakes.
Oh my
Was
God.
very
It's like
sweet.
we're in the show.
Oh, honestly, it did feel like that.
Yeah. It was so good. Thank you so much for my cupcake.
You're very welcome. They
Yeah.
were good cupcakes.
So good. Oh my God. And then we got on the subway for the first time.
We did.
Well done.
We've managed to figure it out. Definitely
Out. It's
less
weird. I don't.
sophisticated than tube.
What I don't. The bit that annoyed me is that you have to go to a specific entrance to get on the right platform. Like you
And
can't
that's
move
only at
around when you're
some of
in.
them. At
Yeah.
some of them, but you don't get told. Until you're down there, you don't know whether it's one that you can easily walk across to get to the right platform,
Yeah.
or whether you've got to go back up to the street, cross the street, and then go down again, which is
Yeah.
kind of annoying.
Yeah. But you did good. It was fine.
Yeah, we managed to sort our way through.
Yeah. And we ended up. Oh, at 9/11.
Yes, we went to
That
Ground
was it. Yeah,
Zero.
almost forgot. Yeah. Sorry, I said that with too much enthusiasm then.
No. It's
Yes.
fine. But we had a wander around there, which I was gonna say it was nice, but I feel like I can't really describe it with a kind of positive adjective like that. I don't know.
Well, it was
But
very moving and it was a
it
beautiful.
was very moving, and I'm glad that we went and
Yeah.
saw it. So yeah. And it was a lovely sunny day, albeit a bit cold, but
Yeah.
there was a few names which had roses.
Yeah.
Then we were a little bit peckish, so we had a gigantic slice of pizza
So
each, and I
good.
don't think we realized how hungry we were until we were just
Oh
devouring
my God, yeah.
pieces of pizza,
Yeah.
almost the size of like an entire pizza, it felt
It's
like.
actually crazy. How is that just one slice?
I know. Mad. And
Yeah.
literally you just walk in and it's this massively long counter with all of these gigantic pizzas, and there's just so much choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so good.
So good.
Yeah. And then we carried on walking down, and we walked past the famous bull for Wall Street.
Yes.
We didn't stop and take a picture of it because we were like, Birmingham vibes, and there
And
was a
there was a
massive
massive
queue.
line.
We actually take a picture at the bull's end of it, and I was like, doing one with a face, like, okay.
Yeah.
But we walked past that, and we went down to Battery Park, and we vaguely saw the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, because there was like a load of construction work or something. They had like big, like not quite
Yeah.
scaffolding, but like big barriers and whatever in place. But we could see the Statue of Liberty, but it was
Yeah.
really, really cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would have frozen if we went on the Staten Island ferry. So
Yeah.
save that for next time.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, but we waved hi to Lady Liberty,
We did.
and then kind of we started to wander back up, because at that point we were like right at the tip, the bottom of Manhattan. We started to kind of wander back up. We kind of glanced along, and I saw a sign that said Wall Street, and I was like, "Oh, Wall Street!" But it was like a Sunday afternoon, so obviously no one was on Wall Street. I don't know. Are they there on Sundays? Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we were kind of walking towards the Brooklyn Bridge, looking at that, and there was like a big ship and whatever, and it almost, I think, because we called it like, it felt like Portsmouth or something. It was
Yeah,
like
no, it
a
really
harbor
did.
town,
Yeah,
and you
it's
kind
really
of forget
different.
that it is an island.
Yeah, it's weird. I liked it though, that little walk towards Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
It's nice. It was more like Chelsea-ish again.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and we went in that really cute bookshop with, because we saw it had fairy lights in the windows. We were like, oh my God,
Yeah.
let's go look at books.
And it was really sweet, and it had a little cafe bar thing downstairs.
Yeah.
A really good selection of books.
It did.
So,
Books were expensive in America, though. What?
books are expensive in America.
Even with the exchange rate, it's still expensive.
Yeah. Thing is, though, I do think that the UK,
have the most affordable books, because in Germany the books were expensive, more so than America.
Oh God, they are in Spain as well, yeah.
So I'm actually quite impressed at how affordable British books are.
And even then, I'm like, oh, I'm not spending £16 on that book.
Literally, but that would be a
That's
cheap book in
expensive.
the States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was nice in there. And we saw one of our lecturers' books in there as well, which is pretty crazy.
We did. That was very crazy. So pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kind of pride of place. And then we saw Julius's book just before we left as well.
Very cute.
Not that I don't think I've ever mentioned Julius on this podcast
I don't
before.
know if you have. I don't know.
I'll save that for another time.
Oh, okay.
No, if
Nice.
you're listening.
Yeah. So then we got on the subway.
On the subway, headed back uptown towards Grand Central Station, where we then went to Summit One Vanderbilt, which was another one of those kind of pinch me, this is incredible
Yeah.
moments. We had our slot at like 5 p.m. So, and sunset was about 5:30. So we kind of timed it perfectly. And it was just unlike anything. It was kind of a bit weird and sci-fi-y at the beginning, because they send you down this
Yeah.
literally pitch black corridor that's playing like weird sci-fi music, and you're waiting for a lift to go upstairs, like 90 odd floors. And then you come out of this lift.
Also, the lift was bright.
The lift was so bright.
Oh God, yeah.
And then you come out of this lift and you're in this gigantic room which has floor-to-ceiling windows all the way around and mirrored floor and ceiling. And you can just see the entire city.
Yeah.
And
And you're wearing pool shoes. I feel like it's important to add.
yes, you have to wear little like shoe covers over your shoes.
Yeah.
But oh my God, it was insane. And it was just incredible watching the sunset, and the kind of, it was just the ultimate golden hour.
It was so pretty. It was unbelievable. And you just felt like you were out in the city, like the whole floor to ceiling window thing.
Yeah.
You just look it up. It looks so cool. And the light that it caught as well. It was one of the most beautiful places I've ever been.
We were
We
just
said when we were up
amazing.
there, I was like, can my man come and propose to me here when I have a man? Oh my God, yeah.
It
Stunning.
was just incredible.
Yeah.
So good.
And there was something on each, there were about four floors when you got up to the 90th floor, and they had different rooms on each floor. So there was one where they had all these silver balls for you to throw around, which actually was quite fun. And then they had another one where they had you could go and stand out on a ledge where the floor was see-through, which felt really cool. I'm proud of you. You went on that.
I did not look down.
No.
But
No, but that was really fun.
yeah,
Yeah.
it was just incredible. I would so highly recommend that to anyone going.
It
And
feels
I
like you're in
think
heaven.
that sunset spot is the perfect time to go, because you get to kind of just see the city as normal, and then see the sunset, and then see the city when it's all dark and all lit up, and
Oh,
when
yeah.
it was just beautiful. And
So
also,
beautiful.
definitely buy the ticket, which includes a cocktail, because it's the best value for money.
Oh my God, it was so strong and
Those cocktails
it
were
was such a big
immense.
glass. And we were low-key downing it as well. We were outside looking out at the Empire State. I was downing this massive glass of blue, whatever I had.
Yeah.
Getting absolutely tipsy. We had our dinner, obviously, it was still quite early. Being like, oh, we need to get to Chinatown for 7:30. Lol. That didn't happen.
Oh.
Got there an hour late, but it's
But that's
fine.
okay.
Yeah, I was loving it up there so much.
So good. Would so highly recommend
You honestly have to
going.
go, and I can't express how stunning it is. You just need to Google pictures of it right now.
Yeah, you do for sure. It was so good. And then yeah, we legged it onto the subway, went down to Chinatown to go meet a couple of girls that Carrie met at the London Book Fair last year, and Just had a really cute, chill evening in a little New York bar.
Yeah, we were authentic New Yorkers, just me
I
and
mean,
my friends hanging out at the bar.
we were just hanging out at a bar. We were given ice cream cake by the people next to us.
Yeah.
That felt like such an American moment.
I know. I know. Love that.
It was just really nice. I
It was
really
such a nice
enjoyed it.
evening. It was so nice to see the girls. So nice to for you to meet them as well and see you getting on. And it was just
Yeah.
such a nice, like, I think it would have been a bit crazy if we'd seen in the show again. So it was just the cutest thing. Like, I was already feeling so happy. And then to
Yeah.
see them, and then to also, because we didn't get food there, but we got another slice of pizza on the
We
way
got
back.
pizza on the way back, yeah.
That was such a phenomenal end to the night. I
Yeah, it
needed
was
that
just
then. I was like, oh,
amazing.
yeah.
Yeah. So another successful day in the city.
Yeah. And then our final day, we started off by walking back towards Penn Street Station. I had a pretzel and a peanut milkshake. Well, no, smoothie thing, peanut butter and banana. And they put the bagel seasoning on the top, which was like this nutty seasoning. It had garlic in it. So I was literally drinking garlic smoothie.
That was
But
a
it
bit
was fine.
off from them.
And you had a bagel and Americano
I
today.
did. I
Yeah.
did.
So good final breakfast. And then off we pop to get on the subway to Central Park. Such fun.
It was a bit drizzly and gross, but as we were walking through Central Park, it was still drizzly and gross. But it was still kind of atmospheric and fun and
Yeah.
there was these big lawns that were kind of cordoned off because they were kind of preparing them for the summer. And there was some snow bears. Instead of snowmen, there were bears because it snowed the weekend before we were there. So people must have made these bears and they were still there. It was
Yeah.
really cool. And there
There
were
was
so
some
many
snow as well on the
small.
High Line when we went.
Yeah, there was.
It was really cute. It was fun walking through there. To
It was
get
fun.
to the main event, to the Met.
The Met,
Ooh.
which was incredible.
Yeah. We were posing on them steps.
Oh, we were. We were. I
XOXO.
think going in the morning is the perfect idea because when we then came out in like the early afternoon, the steps were just flooded with people.
Oh my God, yeah. So they didn't crowd our pictures.
Yeah, so if you want
No.
those pictures, go early morning. But I feel like that counts for a lot of things, with pictures. But yeah, I think the best way to describe the Met, which we decided, was it's like a mix of the V&A and the British Museum.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be the V&A. So I kind of like it was good, but everything I did in New York was so excellent that I was a bit like,
And I
like,
feel
because I
like,
thought it was going to be hardcore V&A and then it was more British Museum, but.
and I think because it's so massive. And we just kind of went in there without really knowing what we wanted to see or what was in there. I
Yeah.
think with a museum of that scale, you have to kind of have a game plan.
Yeah.
Because
But I think
otherwise,
it's
you are just
also.
overwhelmed.
Well, I just thought because we're big Met Gala fans, I just wanted to see all the Met Gala outfits or the exhibition, but they didn't have
Yeah.
it. And they just had one small exhibit downstairs, which we eventually found our way
Yeah, we
into.
eventually found.
But yeah, there weren't that many fashion bits. But like, I
No.
like what we did see. I saw a cool corset dress thing
Yeah.
that was like literally bones. Well, it
Yeah.
wasn't bones, but it was in the style
It
of
looked
bones.
like bones. Yeah, there was some cool stuff in there.
Yeah. Did you like the medieval stuff?
I did. You did oblige me there by letting me have a little look through that. They had more kind of medieval art than I thought they would.
Yeah.
And we looked at a lot of Egyptian stuff, which was really
Did
cool.
had a full-on temple in there.
Yeah, they didn't. It looked like they were setting up some kind of wedding or something around
Yeah.
it, or some kind of reception. They had
Yeah, something.
buildings.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a fun little explore. I mean, the time just flies by when you're in places like that.
True.
And we'll have the same problem at the Louvre next year. But you know what I realized, Navisha?
Oh.
You know, I realized we missed. They have a statue or like a marble carving of Sappho, and we didn't find her because I didn't realize it was there
Oh, I didn't know
until
that.
afterwards.
I didn't know.
But yeah.
So yeah, so that was that. And then we went to Central Park, which we already spoke about at the start of the podcast.
Yes, as we were wandering through Central, so it's all kind of
Yeah.
looped back together.
So that was it. And yeah, and then we had a very trafficy journey to the airport. We made it on time. We literally got to the hotel. We bought our trashy New York t-shirts,
Yeah.
and then and we got there and we waited a couple of minutes, and then a taxi pulled up, and I was so proud of us. And then we got stuck in loads of traffic anyway, and I was like, oh, we're gonna miss our flights, and we didn't. But
Yeah. We're,
yeah.
but it meant that we literally had barely any time. Once we got through security,
Yeah.
it was literally okay, let's quickly run, find something to eat,
Them cinnamon muffins though.
go
Ooh.
find the gate. So we had these gigantic, like, coffees, cinnamon, whatever muffins. They hit the spot. So yeah, that kind of rounds out New York. This is gonna be a bumper extra for episode.
Yeah.
What's
And then it
it?
was crazy because we landed at 6 a.m. and we haven't even had any sleep.
Because we were sat next to the only two people on the plane who were talking to each other, and they
Why were
didn't
they talking? They
know.
didn't even know each other. They kept talking. Are you not tired?
And yeah. Even when they turn all the lights down because everyone's trying to sleep.
And you
She's
can see
there.
everyone trying to sleep as well.
And it's just those two yapping.
I know my mum said, why didn't you ask them to shut up? I was like, are you joking? I'm so socially awkward. I'm not going to tell the people that I've got to sit next to for ages. Can you just be quiet, please, try to sleep? Like, no.
And I think because he'd been in New York by himself for a week, he just wanted someone to talk to. And I think he was too nice to stop talking.
Well, no, this is the thing though. I thought he was flirting with her, and then she said from the get-go that she had a boyfriend, and then she kept asking him stuff and carrying on the convo. Like, she could have so easily ended that convo, but she
Yeah, I
didn't.
know, but she did keep carrying it on. They both did. And Kerry and I were just sat there, like, oh, and to make matters worse, the girl in the seat in front of me.
Oh.
See, okay, when you're in economy, because I mean, we can't afford to fly business or first class, I don't think you should be able to move your seats. Because this girl moved her seat back as far as she could, meaning it was, the seat was literally like 20 centimeters from my face. But not only that, she kept going like back and forth on it.
Yeah.
She just would not stay still. And it
I
was
know.
really annoying.
Because you can move your seat, but then the person behind you has moved theirs, and I've.
It was, oh, and I was like, what was our luck?
I know. So then by the time we landed, I was in the worst mood. Like, obviously, we had the best trip. That was a trip of a lifetime. I
Yeah.
have no words for it. Well, obviously, I do have words because we just recorded a whole episode. But,
We were both
oh.
so tired and
It was so
grumpy.
funny, like when we were waiting to get our trains back, and I was like, oh, you're not on this platform, go to the other platform. And you're like, no, I'll wait for you. And I was like, I am not in a good mood, don't even talk to me. And you're like, nah, too fair, like, I'm not in a good mood. I was like, all right. And then I refused, I mean, I went into work, but apart from that, I refused to see anyone for about a week
Yeah.
afterwards because, like, no, this is a lot.
No, I don't think I did anything that week either. Just
No. Oh my god, and
refused.
also when I went into work that day, bearing in mind, like, as we said, we didn't sleep on the flight. Oh my god, we had like one of the new boss people come in that day. It's like, hi, how are you? And I was like, oh
I
great,
can't talk
so
today.
nice to be chatting to
Oh.
you. But I mean, I ordered Waggers for lunch that day because obviously, like, I'd just gone straight there, so it was fine. So yeah, so that was our trip. It was crazy.
Crazy, incredible, so much fun.
It was so much fun. I'm so glad I got to do it with you.
I'm so glad I got to do it with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was incredible. And we hope
It
you've
was.
enjoyed listening to our
Yeah.
little very whistle stop tour of what we did in the
Yeah.
city. See you all soon.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for listening to Tea O'Clock with Keller.
Join us next time for more.